Good morning. We are going to start Maseches Shavuos this morning. We're going to dedicate our Mishnayos, the Zchus of the Neshama of Miriam Bas Adam, whose Yahrzeit is today. Today is Purim Katan. So yesterday we gave a brief hakdam introduction to the Masechta of Shavuos, the Halachas of Shemitah, and we mentioned that there is a halacha, just like in Erev Shabbos, is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, to add on some extra Shabbos. Before Shabbos is also halacha that a person should add on Tosefes Shavuos. Now, in terms of the nature of this halacha, it's midaraisa, and it's either it's learned from a pasuk or it's halacha l'mishmi Sinai. But ultimately, it was only relevant bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam. It was only relevant when the beis hamikdash stood, and at that point in time, they would add on 30 days to the year of Shemitah, and 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, they already would not work on their fields. Basically, there was a point in time when Midrabanan, the Rabbanan, went ahead and they added some time onto this for trees. They said either it was from Pesach or from Shavuos. We're going to discuss that in greater detail right now, exactly what period of time that was. Ultimately now, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't add on all this time. It starts really, literally from Rosh Hashanah. There are some Rishonim that say to add a little bit, but really, even a very small amount of time is enough. But now the Mishnah is going to discuss how much time should be added on before the year of Shemitah. Mishnah says, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Adem Esai Charshib Estei Ilon Erev Shvias. Until what point in time, during the sixth year, can a person still plow his Estei Ilon? Estei Ilon is a field full of trees, an orchard. Veshamei Oimrim, Kolz Machu Yafal Pri. As long as there still are fruits on the tree, and your work is good for those fruits, halacha is you could still work on that field. Vesil Aimrim Ad Atzeres has nothing to do. We don't necessarily look at the actual fruits on the tree. We go until Shavuos. And the Mishnah says, the truth is that their amount of time is really very similar. It's a very short amount of time between the opinion of Beisham and Beis Hillel. And ultimately, the point of both of them is that up until Shavuos, or up until that point in time, the work that you're doing is still for the fruits that are here now for the sixth year. After that point in time, we view your plowing as preparing the field for the next year, and therefore, you can no longer plow during the sixth year. According to Beis Shammai, that is judged every single year by the fruits on the tree, and according to Beis Hillel, it is judged based on Shavuos. It's always the same amount of time. And again, as we mentioned, it's usually about the same time. Sometimes Beis Shammai could be a Chumrah, sometimes it could be a Kula. Have a great day. We will continue tomorrow with Mishnah Beis.